Greetings to all of you, my relatives. My name is Bishop Christopher Harper. I am the Bishop of the Diocese of Saskatoon. I am Plains Cree, and I've been asked to offer a sermon for National Indigenous Day of Prayer for June 21st, Year of Our Lord 2021. The sermon that I'm going to be offering up to you is one that is based from the Gospel of St. John in the first chapter and beginning at the first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and life was the light of the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came into what was own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, and the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This is he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Christ. No one has seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and life was the light of the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. I speak to you today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." I believe that one of the greatest gifts we as human beings share is that of storytelling. Everything from once upon a time to "Grandpa, tell me of the good old days." We have fanciful stories and life stories. And in Scripture, our Lord gave us parables, a story with a lesson. We have stories through poems and songs, and every story is an invitation to walk with another and to see part of ourselves within the story shared. This is what we were meant to be in humanity, building and walking and sharing our stories with others and before our Creator. And every story begins with a word. It has never been lost on me that, in faith, our Lord and Savior is the Word given, broken, and shared. He is the Word proclaimed, the Word of truth, hope, promise, and life. And through our words lived out the very cornerstone of a good story in our shared life and faith. Each and every one of us play an important part in the flow of the world around us. We do not live in a vacuum by ourselves, but instead we each play an integral part of the continuity of place and time. We as human beings try subtly to say this when we try to say in those famous quotes and on every t-shirt that we see, it says, "Such and such lives matter." Every life is unique and a treasure before God. It is our diversity which is also the blessing to creation. And God has blessed us with life, and through his Son, the promise of life everlasting. Thus we need to see each other in our diversity as a blessing, in that we might learn and grow with and from each other in the family of God Almighty, our Creator, by the sharing of our life and faith story. It is in this that we must strive to see Christ in others before us in the journey of life and faith. In the past few weeks, we have shared as Canadians the painful truth revealed in the finding of the 215 children plus children buried in the grounds of the Indian residential school system, a flawed program of assimilation that sought to remove the diversity of the Indigenous children and make them to be something or someone else. Our churches were involved in this very same process that we now decry, as were many other denominations. Together we as Christians, we share the shame, and together we must seek reconciliation. But how can we do this if truth of our shared past is ignored and voices not heard? Stories in the truth and reconciliation process were told, but much seems to have fallen on deaf ears by the wider society and even people within the churches. Many today do not understand the issues at hand and the pain shared. Leadership of the churches need to come to the table of dialogue and sharing with humility and openness of heart and mind. We need to come to knowledge through the words and the stories of the people who have been and are affected from the Indian residential schools. Across Canada, in many of our churches, the bells rang out in remembrance of the 215. And in the weeks since, the truth and revelation that more graves have been found and more will yet to come to our shock and our reality. The Indigenous people have known this truth and they have expressed it in their stories, but again, these words fell on deaf ears. The truth was dismissed or ignored. The voices of the past have come to haunt our present day. Their stories are now before us. We now respond today, and how we respond today will be part of the story that we share for the future generations. Education is the key in this, our present response. Education and understanding of the processes of assimilation and prejudice. We need to understand how the past saw the peoples of this land and how the Indigenous were changed because of this vision. We need to understand the doctrine of discovery and how it has shaped the process of acquisition and assimilation. We need to understand the treaties and how we are truly a treaty people here in Canada. We say that we are a treaty people, but do we truly know what that means in our calling to relationship? We call ourselves, even in the church, a welcoming church. You see it on every sign front. But do we truly welcome the people outside the circle of our understanding and acceptance? We need to understand the need of diversity within our system and our society to blossom. Diversity is the strength and the health of creation. The world is blessed with more flowers than just roses alone. And so we thank the Lord for the flowers of beauty. Diversity is essential for humanity as well. Diversity in height, color, skill, abilities. And just for a moment, imagine if we all looked the same. A scary thought. Thus, our diversity is essential. Education is the key to our healing and reconciliation, not only as Christians, but as Canadians. The education system shows us the importance of a teacher-student process, and that we as students in the church need to listen to the teachers of our shared stories. We as Christians need to acknowledge that now is the time to come to humility, to truly listen and learn. And by this process, we grow as a people of God and as Canadians. Time is now to change. The pandemic has proven that we in the church can change and evolve as the season and time have advanced. We in the church and as clergy learn to develop our online skills, something that very few seminaries prepared us for. We learned how to use new technology and platforms, new language such as editing, uploading, Wi-Fi, limitations, copyright. And so don't tell me that we in the church can't learn something new. We have come into a new light, and we have been pulled out of the darkness of our ignorance in many respects. So what is our course ahead? What will be the story of tomorrow? What will be our story of faith to the generations to come? If we stand together and acknowledge the pains and the sorrows of our relations in creation, our brothers and sisters in the indigenous community, then we in the family of God, our Creator, will start to make positive changes. Words without action are meaningless. Jesus called his disciples. He gave them the word, and then also Jesus sent out his disciples to do, to proclaim the message. The Spirit of God then gave them the ability to proclaim the message of God to all peoples and all nations. And it has to be a message of love, promise, and life. The message still stays the same. But we now in this moment need to walk in Christ's truth and word. Our Christian cross we bear is that of seeking Christ in those, in others, in those before us. And to be the best that we can be in our Christian proclamation, in all that we say and do. And to be better Christians and Canadians than we were yesterday. Our response and action today will be the story of the church we lift up to the glory of God. Together we as people of faith can open the door of healing through truth and reconciliation. But I beg you, all of you, to be patient, to forgive each other, to listen as the stories are told. It's going to take some time because much needs to be told. And much needs to be truly heard. And it's in the telling of the story. Together, the storyteller and the listener, they will become one. For through the word comes life. And life was the light of all the people. May God bless us as we walk together anew in the tomorrows to come, acknowledging the past and at the same time walking with each other in this moment now. May we walk with God who invites us into the circle, and may we walk together in peace, in hope, and love for all our relations. And may God be with you. Amen.